Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman. 5 years ago this week, the Dow Jones fell nearly 1,000 points in just minutes.
What the heck is going on down here? I don't know. There is fear. This is capitulation, really. I mean, it is classic capitulation. There is fear in this market.
But then eventually it recovered. It is now known as the flash crash, and there were all sorts of theories about what happened, including my favorite, the fat finger, where a trader may have accidentally hit the wrong button, hitting a B for billion instead of an M for million. Regulators decided that it was a variety of factors, but then last month, authorities in the UK arrested a single trader, Navinder Sarraw, and they charged him with market manipulation that contributed to the crash. So, can one man bring down the markets? Well, with me is Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine and Heidi Moore with Mashable. And Heidi, what exactly is he accused of doing?
Well, he basically created fake demand and then managed to use the algorithms to his advantage and buy up when everything looked like it was falling. And so it was entirely invented. But what's remarkable is that no one thought a man was behind this. Everyone was ready to blame the computers. We were all about artificial intelligence and the apocalypse that's coming and how
we
algorithms.
Have no more control.
Exactly. Yeah. And flailing and hands everywhere. And it actually turned out to be just old-fashioned how Wall Street always goes wrong,
but
which
is that
somebody wanted it to fail.
Which is, and how Wall Street goes wrong, whether it's the computers doing it or a guy doing it, is short-termism, right? I mean, these are people that are trading for the quick buck, trading for the minute, the day, as opposed to the long haul. And I think that that's really what all of this illustrates, is that 80% of trading in the market right now is really short-term trading.
Just people wanting to make money, but not
Absolutely.
Necessarily long-term investments.
Exactly. Not people saying, you know, I love this company, I believe in what they do, and I'm going to stick with it. It's folks that are in there for a day, an hour, a minute.
But isn't that troublesome to think that one person may have caused this? I mean, he has said that he didn't do it, that he's not guilty of this. But if he did, if his actions led to this, I mean, what's scarier in a way, that the computer systems did it or that one person has the ability to make something like this happen? Oh, and by the way, we're still trying to figure it out 5 years later what happened.
Well, I think what's scary is that we can't figure it out because that technology is at our fingertips, but all of the stock exchanges actually refuse to put it in order. It's something called the Consolidated Audit Trail, and we could have found out what happened. Mm. But the market has grown so much faster than anyone who is in it can understand that we can't trace these trades back, and I think that's scary.
Well, actually, Rana, I want to play a little clip of you actually doing an interview this past week at a Finance and Society conference asking an SEC commissioner, Kara Stein, that exact question.
There's a line of thinking that regulation can basically never keep up with the speed of data, with the speed of innovation within financial institutions. What would you say to that?
That's probably true. I think we should set up the regulation to take that into account.
That's really not very comforting.
Exactly. At least she was honest. Kara Stein is actually one of the commissioners that's really been fighting for a lot of reform for things like the audit trail and for things like, more protection around high-speed trading. But, you know, she made the point that you can't keep up with the data. And another issue in play here is the fact that our regulatory system is really complicated in the U.S. compared to other countries. We have many, many regulators. They all sort of live and operate in different silos.
It's like a turf war between them, too.
It's a turf war, and all of them are controlling little bits of the market. But the market is one entity, and it's moving back and forth. And so, yet again, the regulators can't keep up with the traders or the computers.
Is that something we should worry about, though, that we've created a system that is so incredibly complex, the markets, and the way that we try and regulate or to be aware of it, we don't even really know what's going on.
Yes, we should be terrified.
Be afraid. Be very, very. I mean, I think that this issue of complexity is actually what worries me about Wall Street right now. I'm not worried about a particular bank going under. I'm not worried about solvency. And actually, Janet Yellen, who was at that same conference yesterday, and Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, said the same thing. It's not about bank solvency. It's not about another Lehman Brothers moment. It's about a liquidity problem. It's about, you know, where are the flows going? The system has become
the flows of money in and out of the market.
The flows of money in and out of the market. And so much of it now is in the shadow banking system, which is the unregulated part of the market, that it's really hard for regulators to even see what's going on.
Well, after the flash crash, regulators did put in place things to try and, you know, limit stocks from falling too much or stopping trading if something like this were to happen again. But is that enough? Have we prevented something like this from happening again?
I don't think we have. And you know, it's interesting. Regulators have had a hard time pushing some of those stop-loss measures through, which is interesting because a lot of big hedge funds already use them. A lot of hedge funds have rules that if a trader very quickly loses more than, say, 3% of his asset base, they just pull him out of the pit because people do get into these cycles where they're losing, and then
they
start making riskier
moves.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a whole neuroscience behind it.
Heidi, what do you think is the next step to prevent something like this from happening again?
Well, the crazy thing, as Rana has acknowledged, is that we already know what the next steps are. They're just not getting through the rulemaking process. They're being held up in Washington. There are way too many people who don't want the exchanges to spend the money they have to spend to create the proper backups, the proper technological systems, the kind of redundancy you need when you have a massive international system of moving money virtually. You really need to be prepared, and it is shocking how unprepared we are. It's almost as if we have, you know, you think of your home laptop and think of never backing it up. That's essentially
That's a great analogy.
What our stock market system is.
Well, what other stories are you paying attention to, Heidi?
Well, I am very keen this week on a couple of things. Number one, the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar.
McDonald's has introduced a new Hamburglar. He is
not just your average ordinary Hamburglar.
Think of Batman as the Hamburglar. He is a suburban dad who is rather bored with his life and has taken to a life of Hamburgling crime. And it's a very intriguing portrait, but it's also part of a larger story of McDonald's turnaround. People aren't eating McDonald's burgers. It's coming under fire for the way that it pays or rather doesn't pay its employees. Its ingredients aren't as good as people want. And so it's trying to do this larger image turnaround, and it's all in the hands of this one dad bro who is wearing a mask and stealing hamburgers for reasons we can't understand.
Is this about, are they trying to appeal to, okay, dad has the kids tonight, he's desperate for a dinner solution? Is that what's going on here?
Well, if you look at him, we have called him at Mashable a heart burglar. He's very good looking. And so it might also be that they want the suburban moms. And McDonald's has an ad with a huge tracking shot. You see him from behind, which is a little inappropriate, in my opinion. And you see him from all angles, but they don't show his face. So it is very Batman-based.
Well, Rana, what are you watching?
Well, in just a bit, we're going to be getting the new jobs numbers. And I'm curious how the markets are going to react. You know, Janet Yellen said at this conference I was at this week that the markets are overpriced. And I wonder if we're going to be due for a correction based on these numbers.
Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine, Heidi Moore with Mashable. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.